I be playing.
Hello and welcome to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. We are already into the bowl season now. It's been a fast college football season for all of us, and today we're going to devote this entire show to talking about, what, I think 42 bowl games, something like that. So, and obviously the Crimson Tide is in the biggest of the games with the Peach Bowl and the college football playoff semifinals. So we're gonna talk about all of that and other stuff today, and we'll see, how crazy we can be on our fearless picks, how truly fearless we can be at this point. I'm Mark Mayfield with the Office of Student Media here at the University of Alabama, and with me are our legendary co-host, Dr. Adam Sterrett, Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs here at UA, and Andrew Deer, who is the coordinator of informal recreation on campus. So, guys, we got a bunch of bowls to talk about today.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year. We've got Christmas break coming up. We've got hoops starting, bowl season. It's just a great time. And then December 17th kicks off another great bowl season.
A full slate on the 17th. The bowl extravaganza, and that day is really all built around the Southern Miss Louisiana Lafayette Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
We have yet to see whether Trump has had anything to do with the Carriers. Is that the same carrier?
Yeah. R&L
Carriers. Yeah, it's different. R&L, so this is
different,
not a political show anyway.
But yeah.
Over in the Superdome, there could be 17 to 18 people at that game. But we got, App State Toledo. We got a lot of games on that first day of the 17th. So
yeah. I'm a little surprised you didn't mention the Gildan New Mexico Bowl.
It is a big game.
That's
kicking it off.
Season.
It is. I will be wearing a Gildan t-shirt for that bowl.
Yeah.
As I've said before, a Gildan large just fits me really well and makes me feel good because it's a large, frankly.
I want a t-shirt from the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl on December 27.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that's got to be the best bowl name,
right? It's
got to
be an extra large from the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl.
It's going to be made of the actual kind of comforters they use at Motel 6, though, Mark.
Right.
So are you sure you're going to actually want to wear
that?
Well,
yeah, because I'm very partial to them. They leave the light on.
They do.
So that's it. Now, that game's at 9:15 p.m. Central Time, so I hope they're leaving the lights on for the people at the game, too.
That's it. Well, that market's going to love that game on the East Coast at 10:15. They're going to really, really love that one.
I don't know. Yeah, what are some of your other favorite bowls? We got the Foster Farms Bowl.
Yeah.
We got some good ones.
I said it during the break, but Popeye's Bahamas Bowl. Can you think of anything better than sitting on the beach in the Bahamas eating spicy chicken from Popeye's?
Absolutely.
That is a reality of what these people are getting to do at this game, then I can understand that Eastern Michigan versus Old Dominion, which some may say is not the greatest matchup, but the actual Popeye's in Bahamas is pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fired up.
I know you are.
For that matchup.
You're a special
A Conference USA matchup doesn't scare me.
I know.
The Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl.
I was just going to go there.
The name of that bowl just sounds delicious.
It does.
Oh, it does.
It just sounds so tasty.
Yeah.
You go chicken fingers there, or you go wings?
I go Zaxby's Club basket.
Oh.
No tomatoes. The sandwich.
It should not be the
salad?
No, I've done the salad.
It should be the Zaxby's Heart of Artichoke Dallas.
It should be.
I think the fix is in. Notice who's playing in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Idaho. I mean, come on now. I don't know.
We're connecting the dots here.
You don't pull one over on Mark Mayfield.
No, you can't get that by me.
That's why he's a professional.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And then it's in Albertson Stadium, and I don't know about that, too. It sounds like the grocery store fixing with the potatoes.
Albertson's will get you some great deals on meat. I do know that from being a former Albertson shopper.
I don't know what Albertson's is.
It's a shop. It's a grocery store. They got them in Florida, and then they got them a lot out west, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who knew? Talking about this Zaxby's Hard Dallas Bowl, Army made a bowl game.
They did.
They've been bad the past few years, but they're back in a bowl game, and hopefully we'll make the Army-Navy game an exciting game this afternoon.
The highlight of this game, though, is – probably the fried cheddar bites that they have at Zaxby's. Yeah. I don't know if you've tried those, but those are very good as well. Yeah,
you try them. You know, I
try
them
next time. I do.
Yeah. I usually go for that chicken, what's the kind of Cobb salad, chicken salad thing they have?
The
Zaxby's. Yeah. Zaxby's.
Salad.
What is salad? Come on. Okay. Salad. Hey, program. With it. What? Yeah. Come on.
What else do we got here? We got the Texas Bowl, Texas A&M, Kansas State's actually a relatively interesting game, I think. That's on the 28th.
Yeah.
Advocare V100 Bowl. We've got the normal kind of Birmingham and Belk Bowls that that have been pretty consistent for the last number of years. What about the Miami Beach Bowl? Because when I hear Miami Beach, I think of Tulsa and Central Michigan. So this one is really lined up well because that happens to be who's playing here in Marlins Park in Miami. And I can imagine in Miami you get 1,500 to 1,600 people to watch the team from Miami. So I can't imagine what the numbers are going to be for this Miami Beach Bowl here on Monday the 19th, in the middle of the afternoon when everybody's at work.
The Hilltoppers were in that ball game last year. I had a lot of buddies that went, worked for athletics, said they had a great time in Miami.
Sure,
so win
did.
Or lose, I know
it's a good place to be.
They're going to have some
fun.
Well,
you know, there's nothing more flashy than on South Beach to have, you know, the Central Michigan and Tulsa come into town. Come on.
Oh, no doubt. It's a big Art Deco vibe there.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, Belk Bowl, I will give the Belk Bowl credit. You know, they had the best tweet, I think, of any of the bowls.
They did.
So far,
you're absolutely right.
They did. That's incredible.
I wanted to confirm they are not inviting Alabama to the Belk Bowl.
Yep.
So,
that's a good one.
So Bama will not be in that game.
Nope. You know? And great coupons from Belk, really.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. So I think, you know, lots of good bowls coming up. But of course, for us, you know, the big one, two big ones, really, but especially the Peach
Tax
Bowl.
Tax Layer. Oh, you weren't going Tax Layer. Okay.
Yeah.
So Peach Bowl, right.
Yeah, the Peach Bowl. Now, I will say, who would have thought that that we're all excited that Bama's going to the Peach Bowl, okay? But the Peach Bowl's stepped up.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's one of the beauties of the new playoff.
Talk to me. If you were going to go to the Peach Bowl, how much money at Chick-fil-A are you spending on your kids at that game?
So I've been unbelievable.
Sandwiches, ice cream.
I've been to a lot of Peach Bowls in my day. Never brought the kids. No, that's not true. We went to one of those Chick-fil-A kickoff games one time with one of the boys, and you know, they walk around and sell sandwiches just like you would popcorn. It's amazing. So, yeah, my kids would eat that place out of chicken sandwiches. There's just no limit.
I can't say I wouldn't do the same.
A Peach Bowl, I tell you, New Year's Eve in Atlanta is a fun time. I've done it a few times. And I think that's really cool for us, and us being able to go back to that stadium just a few weeks later, we certainly feel comfortable there. This may be the last Peach Bowl in that room. I don't know if they're moving the Peach Bowl, I guess, to maybe the new stadium starting
in
the future.
Yeah.
And so there's a natty there at the Peach Bowl in the next 1, 2, or 3 years. I think next year the natty is
in Atlanta next year, I think.
And so we could go wire to wire in that stadium. And so I think that's a fascinating game. And then after that, of course, is the Fiesta Bowl, the other playoff, Ohio State versus Clemson, another great matchup. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, later. But I think that the top four, we all agree, we got it right. They got it right. Our colleagues there on the selection committee got it right.
Right.
And I think the rest of the New Year's six bowls outside of Western Michigan, certainly, and maybe Auburn's backdoor, is pretty good. So I love these matchups overall.
Yeah, I think these are intriguing matchups. I you know, it's great for college football. Like Alabama and Washington, for instance, a big intersectional matchup.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Washington's having to travel, 2,700 miles for this game. Bama's got to drive 200 miles.
Right, right.
Or maybe they fly to Atlanta, I guess, but for their service, it's a drive. Yeah. Not far at all.
It's great having the Pac-12 back in it with a team other than USC, too.
It is. Right. I agree.
Or Stanford, rather.
Yeah. So, and you know, Washington certainly deserves to be there. I think we all agree with that. So, that's going to be an intriguing matchup. And you know, also, it's the afternoon game. Bama's normally had to play, I think, in the evening of this game. So, that's great that they that game and then can sit back and watch the second one.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to watch that one before you go to a New Year's party or whatever, you know, you guys do for New Year's. But, yeah, I'll be watching that one.
I'll watch these in New Year's. If you're smart after that game, you're calling in some Fox Brothers barbecue in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're kind of slugging that out.
Yeah, no
So, yeah, it. Good games. Of course, the Michigan-Florida State game, great. USC-Penn State, great. Auburn-Oklahoma, a little less great because Auburn's in it. But good games out of the New Year's six here. And I personally love them on New Year's Eve because I'm not going anywhere anyway. I'd
New
love
Year's
to watch
Eve is the
ball.
Most overrated holiday there is.
Yeah, so I think it's great.
I'm way too old to do the partying.
Right, right.
You know.
So we're just excited to get started here on picks, aren't we?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, look. So we're gonna make some picks here in just a few minutes. So, but that sort of top lines the big bowl season for us today. But we're going to take a short break now, and we're going to come back and make some fearless picks later in the show. We're going to have George Brown, our former colleague, here to help us out with that. So, anyhow, you're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, I'm Sarah Patterson, and you're listening to the Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hey. Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone. You just heard us talk about today's picks. Now let's get to picking these games, guys. We got a lot of fun, exciting games. Got a lot of games to pick, so we're gonna get started here pretty early. We'll start on Saturday, December 17th at 1 p.m. Kicking off, like I said, with the Gildan New Mexico Bowl. Adam will be in his Gildan shirt on the couch, comfortable as ever. Adam, who do you think, New Mexico or Texas San Antonio?
I'm going New Mexico. Texas San Antonio has a team.
They do.
And so I learned that when this was announced. But I'm going New Mexico because they're – what's their mascot? We talked about this.
The Lobos?
The Lobos, right? Yeah. I got a former supervisor that was a Lobo, and it's an interesting little mascot, kind of like a red blob like your boys. And I'm going New Mexico.
Yeah. I'm also going to go New Mexico. They're at home, or they're at least in the state of New Mexico. And Texas San Antonio is not a good football team.
Yep, I'm with you guys. I think New Mexico is going to win that one pretty easy.
For sure. Yeah. Moving on. Staying with that day, we got the Las Vegas Bowl, Houston at San Diego State. Houston team that started off hot, saw their coach leave to Texas versus the San Diego State team. Mark, what do you think?
I am going with San Diego State. I think Pumphrey's going to run pretty well in that game. Also, San Diego State, Houston having lost Tom Herman, coach. Herman's already gone. I think there's some uncertainty there. I also think San Diego State's got a really good football team, so I'm going with them.
Yeah, I think with motivation not being there for Houston, I think San Diego State wins with the running back, absolutely. And he's got something to prove. He wasn't invited to Atlanta.
I was going to say, Humphrey's got to be bummed he wasn't invited to New York. I'm going to go with Houston. They're just the better team. San Diego State's good, but whatever. Right. Raycom Camellia Bowl, one of my favorite name bowls here. A camellia, if you didn't know, is a flower.
Thanks, Andrew. I'm not too into plants and bushes and flowers.
If you guys are curious, if our listeners are curious.
I know that's more of your thing than mine,
exactly.
So I appreciate that.
Appalachian State versus Toledo. What do you guys think?
You know, I think App State is probably a better team, but I go with the Rockets of Toledo every time I get a chance. So I'm going Toledo, I'm going to have them upsetting App State.
You love Ohio.
You
do.
Yeah, I got to.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm going to go Toledo, too.
Hey!
I'm going to Rockets. Just because they're the Rockets, that's why I'm going with
them. I'm going to disagree. I watched the App State team take Tennessee to the brink game one this year, and I've been high on them ever since.
I'm going with App State.
But you made the wrong decision there. You should have just gotten low on Tennessee like the rest of the world, including Tennessee themselves.
I'm an idiot.
It's true.
Lovable
idiot.
Thank you. Auto Nation Cure Bowl, UCF versus Arkansas State. Got the Red Wolves versus the Knights. What do you guys think?
So I got to be honest with you. I spent a lot of days of my youth, late evenings, going to Goth Night in Tampa and Orlando. So the Cure Bowl in Orlando here is right up my alley.
Yeah, I'm going
with – somebody please acknowledge the joke?
Sure. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it? All right. So I'm going UCF over Arky State just because they're playing at home.
Yeah. I'm going UCF. Same thing.
I'll go UCF. I've been opposed. UCF. I've been going opposite you guys.
The band?
Yeah.
Get it?
I don't know the Cure. I'm sorry. Young Andrew doesn't get that. I apologize. Arkansas State. Moving on.
Andrew's a child.
The Carriers New Orleans Bowl, formerly known as the R&L Carriers New Orleans
Bowl. The game
of
the day.
Game of the day. Southern Miss, Southern Meat, some call it, versus Louisiana Lafayette. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm taking the Golden Eagles to the top.
Which team is that?
The Eagles. Southern Miss.
Southern Miss, okay. Yeah, I think there may be more people seated in a Mercedes-Benz at one time than there will be in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
That's where you're wrong, Adam.
But
this is the premier game of the
night. I'm going Southern Miss over Louisiana Lafayette as well.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I will not be watching this one. I'm going to find something else to do at 8 o'clock on Saturday the 17th. But I'm going Southern Miss.
Let's start making plans now. Right?
There you go. I'll have the Cure on. You know?
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be in there.
I'll be listening to the Cure. I've got a Spotify Premium. I could break it out.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. But no,
Monday
I'm
the 19th, some of us will be working. But at 1:30 in the afternoon, the Miami Beach Bowl, Central Michigan versus Tulsa. I will – yeah. This game will happen.
It will.
And I'm going to pick Tulsa. I don't know why. Tulsa?
Yeah.
What about you all?
Yeah. No, Tulsa.
Is that the right pick?
Yeah.
No, Tulsa. It's not. I'm going Central Michigan.
Hey, Chippewas. Really?
The Chippewas, Central Michigan. This game, I'm going to have it on in the office. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Oh,
it'll be, you know, it'll be on in the office while dual screen going on. But, yeah.
Oh, I'm going Tulsa. Tulsa hung like 59 points on somebody recently, I think. They got an offense, and I think they're going to actually blow Central Michigan out. So, we'll see. But I'm going Tulsa.
Another game here on Tuesday, the Boca Raton Bowl. I spent a lot of time in Boca in my day, and quite a fast-paced lifestyle down there in Boca. A lot of shuffleboard. Memphis versus Western Kentucky. This is a pretty compelling game for most people, even for our show. What do you have, young Andrew?
You know I've got to go with my Hilltoppers.
I do know that.
It's going to be a struggle with Coach Brohm going to Purdue. But, yeah, shout-out to Coach Brohm. Appreciate you giving us a couple good years.
Purdue's an awful job.
That's a bad job, but they're paying him well.
Yeah.
You know, and he wants a challenge, so –
he's got it.
He's definitely got it. I'm going with Western, obviously, over Memphis, even if Memphis is the better team and they have their coach.
At least Purdue doesn't have to come into Bryant Denny.
That's true.
Like every year,
that's
too. True. So that's a better challenge
for
him.
There's that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm going with Memphis in this. You know, they had that big game against Houston. They seem to be on a roll. There is your Hilltoppers, the Red Blobs. They got a bit of some uncertainty there with Brohm leaving. So I'm going Memphis.
And not only did Brohm leave, he called the plays for the offense. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's a much bigger loss than just the leader.
I got to go with Memphis. I prefer the Rendezvous dry rub rib to the Corky's wet ribs, but I go Memphis certainly in here, mostly due to the barbecue game.
Couldn't agree more. Dry rub over wet rub.
It's all about food.
Man. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what these bowls are about. That's what everything's about.
So for Andrew, it's all about his love of plants and flowers and overall flora, and so the poinsettia bowl, he's very interested.
Love a poinsettia during this time of year.
He's been talking about this all year.
He has, just all year. It's all about that for him. So BYU versus Wyoming at Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego. I'm going BYU. I don't think Wyoming's got a chance here. I think BYU lights him up. But I know Andrew's got a little bit of Wyoming in him.
I've picked Wyoming a lot, but I'm actually going to agree with you.
No?
I'm going to go with the Cougs here.
All right, guys, I'm going with the Pokes, with the Cowboys.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going with them, and I don't even know why. I just think, you know.
You just wanted to say Pokes over Cougs,
I
right?
I did. I absolutely wanted to, and I just think, I don't know. They'll be – Wyoming's got a decent team. BYU's probably a better team, but I think Wyoming finds a way to win, and I don't really care about it.
There we go.
So potatoes are 99 cents a pound at Albertson Stadium. And so you have the famous Idaho Potato Bowl, Idaho versus Colorado State, Thursday, December 22nd. What do you guys have here?
Idaho's the Vandals, is that right?
Yeah.
Are they
really?
That's
it. Yeah,
the Vandals?
Are.
Yeah.
They are.
I'm going to go with Vandals over the Rams.
Whoa. Here. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going Rams.
It's a truly fearless pick.
It is. It's something. I'm going Rams.
Yeah, I'm going Colorado State on this, too. I don't know. You gotta say Idaho at the Idaho Potato Bowl. They got a lot to live up to. There's a lot of pressure.
Guys,
on
I haven't seen a lot of pressure on play a snap. Game. Let's be honest.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah.
Shot in the dark. Mark, what do you got on Friday, December 23rd? Take us into the kind of near to Christmas season.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, Adam, you know, you mentioned earlier the Popeye's Bahama Bowl, and I mean, they're just no better bowl name than that.
No.
Hungry.
Yeah.
Spicy chicken and biscuits.
Yeah.
I tell you, we're going to have to stop the show so we can go eat. This is
and for these
kids
to get to go to the Bahamas, that's awesome.
It is cool.
It is awesome. So, yeah, we got Eastern Michigan versus Old Dominion in this game. Not two teams you think of too often in Big Ten college football, but
by too often you mean absolutely ever.
Exactly.
I've got friends that work in athletics at Old Dominion. I'm gonna take the Monarchs over Eastern Michigan.
I'm going back to my Virginia roots. I'm going with Old Dominion.
I'm going with Old Dominion, too, because I have no idea in this game. So I'm with you guys. I'm taking your word on this. And, you know, it's not like you've ever led me astray before.
No, of course you have.
Never would do that, Mark. You know us.
All right. Yeah. All right. And we got another one that same day. We got the 3:30 p.m. our time. Armed Forces Bowl. You know, two pretty good teams, Louisiana Tech versus Navy.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Louisiana Tech. They've got one of the best offenses in America, maybe the best offense in America. Saw them play the Hilltoppers this past week in the Coventry USA Championship. Navy's also a tough team that had a tough loss against Temple. I'm going to go with the Texters.
Yep, I'm with you. Louisiana Tech in a shootout. I got a good friend that went there, and go Louisiana Tech.
I'm with you guys. That's because of the offense. Both of these teams have good offenses, really. But I'm going with La Tech on this.
We got one more here on the 23rd, Andrew. What do you got?
One more on the 23rd.
Ohio versus Troy, Dollar General Bowl.
Trojans.
I'm going Bobcats.
I'm going Ohio. I'm not with the Trojans on this one.
Great.
Ohio too.
That is our Section 1 bowl picks. We'll be right back on the Skybox 90.7 Capstone.
Hi, I'm Mayor Walt Maddox, and you're listening to Skybox on 90.7, The Capstone.
You are back in the Skybox here on 90.7, The Capstone. We're here in the second wave of bowl games. There's plenty more to go. This is kind of a batch of them before we get to the really good ones coming up. Christmas Eve here, 7 p.m., kind of a big crowd, I'm sure, watching the Hawaii Bowl here. Hawaii versus Middle Tennessee State University in Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. Who do you boys have?
You know, I'm no fan of the Blue Raiders, but I think they're gonna beat Hawaii at home. They're gonna be excited to be there. A little vacation for the boys in Murfreesboro. So, take them to Middle Tennessee State.
I'm with you, Andrew. I think it's a big trip for Middle Tennessee, and they're gonna enjoy it probably more than the home team there. So, you know, Hawaii playing in the Hawaii Bowl can't be that
That's
exciting
bummer,
for them.
Dude.
They live there, right? So I'm going Middle Tennessee, too.
I agree. Great. I always pick Middle Tennessee State. I have some great history there with my family, so I'm going MTSU over the at-home Hawaii team. On Monday the 26th, the country is making returns to retail operations. St. Petersburg Bowl, Miami of Ohio versus Mississippi State. In the trop, I think this is an easy win for Mississippi State. I don't think Miami's got anything close to what Mississippi State has as far as talent goes.
Yeah, I totally agree. Dan Mullen's going to have him ready to play. And, you know, those guys got to be excited that he stayed and he's still their coach, honestly.
I'm with you guys. Mississippi State's going to win this one easy. No doubt about it.
So the formerly Little Caesar Bowl here, that's now the Quick Lane Bowl here up in Detroit, it's got a pretty good draw. You know, they've got a new kind of connection here to Big Ten and ACC. I think it benefits them with a Maryland-Boston College matchup as far as TV goes. I can't imagine anybody traveling to this game, but really a pretty decent game. Maryland versus Boston College, not a lot of offense here, a lot of, well, bad football, frankly. But I'm going BC. I love me some BC football.
I'm going Maryland. I will not be watching this game either, but I'm going Maryland. I think I think they'll BC's they're not neither team's very good, and I think Maryland's just a little tiny bit better.
What do you have better to do at 1:30 on the day after Christmas, Mark?
I know. No doubt.
Not much.
Yeah.
Andy. Yeah, I'm taking BC, bunch of guys being dudes, as Adazio would say.
Yeah.
I don't care, but I'm going with BC.
All right.
There you go.
Independence Bowl, formerly kind of a bigger deal, 4 p.m. on this fine afternoon. NC State versus Vandy. You know, you got Andrew's beloved Vandy team and the Wolf Pack in Shreveport. I think NC State's going to beat up on Vandy a little bit. I think they're going to show up and care about this game for some unknown reason. But, you know, who cares again, right?
I'm going Vanderbilt riding high off the win from Tennessee.
Shocking.
Derek Mason. The guy's a maniac, so I'm going with Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I'm going Vandy too. I think they got a little momentum after the big win over the Vols. Sorry, Andrew. But yeah, I'm going Vandy. I'm gonna do that. This is the game that Bama used to go to during lean
in the bad years.
Let's say.
Take us through the drive-through, Andrew.
Going into Tuesday, December 27th, we have the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl, the most delicious sounding bowl. We have Army versus North Texas. What do you guys got?
I love the fact that Army's in this game, but I think they're going to get beaten by North Texas.
I'm going with Army, our fighting men. I'm going with Army in this game.
I'm going to go with North Texas, the Mean Green, another Conference USA opponent I'm going to pick. Shocker, I know. But, moving on to that day, 2:30 p.m., we got the Military Bowl, a good Temple team versus Wake Forest. What do you guys think?
Well, first thing is, why is an Army in the military
right.
bowl? And why is Temple and Wake Forest in
That's
the military
a great question.
Bowl? And Army's playing the same day in the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas
if
Bowl.
If you put Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl, why can't Army?
You know,
Army went for the food, I guess.
Another valid question could be, why is Temple and Wake Forest in a bowl game at all?
You got that right, no doubt. Well, I'm going Temple in the game, and I think they'll, you know, they stood up and beat Navy last week, big game, and I think they win this one too.
I'm taking Temple as well, even though they lost their coach to Baylor, Matt Rhule. I'm taking Temple.
I'm taking the Demon Deeks. I got two good friends that went there.
Shocker.
Exactly. The best of the best of my friends, and I think they those private school boys are going to really put it on Temple. Their coach, they lost their coach to go to the dead-end Baylor job.
Right.
And so I think they're going to be discombobulated. They're not very good to begin with. Go Wake.
There
go Deeks.
6 p.m. that night, we got the National Funding Holiday Bowl presented by George Brown and his Golden Gophers. We got the Fighting George Browns versus the Pirate.
Yeah.
What do you guys
this
think?
This is a good one. This is the best one of the day.
A sneaky good game.
6 o'clock?
I'm going to go ahead and pick. I'm taking Washington State. They're going to sling it around on the Gophers.
Oh, you're going with the Pirates?
Yeah,
sorry,
I think the Fighting George Browns have a tough time here, and they may have to fund their way out of that stadium.
I'm going with the Fighting George Browns. I got to stick by our colleague there, although I'm not even sure he's going with the Gophers. But,
Birdie told me he's going with Washington State.
Yeah, there we go. There
I'm going to call his provost.
Yeah. I want to say they are going to be glad to be in San Diego instead of –
If he's smart, he's going, right?
Whichever.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Moving on. We got the Motel 6 Cactus Bowl in the running for the all-name team bowl there, Motel 6. We got Boise State versus Baylor.
Yeah, I mean, don't the Motel 6 don't use a blacklight bowl. I'd say we're going with Boise State here. I'm going they're going to be a little confused because they're going to be on a green field, not a blue field, but I think they're going to pull it out. I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I've really struggled with this one, but I'm going to go with Baylor. I'm going to go with the Bears. Right. You know,
they're probably the better team.
They are.
Maybe.
They won a lot of games this year.
Yeah, they
have.
They
started like
6-0
or something.
Right.
That's what I say to them.
They started 6-0. They've lost their last six, though,
right.
actually.
You never know.
But, yeah, they're 6-6
Texas A&M of Texas.
Yeah, they are. I'm going with Boise State because, you know, the men in blue, man. What can I say? I
think
they don't have the blue field, as Adam said, but I think they win this game. And they take home the Cactus Trophy, which you got to really be careful holding,
I would imagine.
Yeah, right?
You can use one of those blankets from the Motel 6 to kind of protect it.
They'll leave the light on.
Absolutely, no doubt. All right, on Wednesday, December 28th, we've got four games beginning with Yankee Stadium, the New Era Pinstripe Bowl, Pitt and Northwestern. Who you guys got?
Adam, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. Just go ahead and pick Pitt. Just go ahead. Tell us you're going to watch the whole game.
I am. It's a good
go
one.
Ahead,
Pittsburgh versus Northwestern.
It.
I'm going Pitt. I got to be honest, New Era shirts are a little snug on me. I'm kind of in between sizes, so that doesn't help me. I think it's going to be an empty Yankee Stadium. But I'm going Pitt. They had a pretty good team this year.
You know, I'm giving you a hard time, but I'm going to go with Pitt as well. I would like to say I do not like that they play football in a baseball stadium.
Yeah,
not a big fan of that. It's weird.
It's a bad setup over there, too.
I'm going Pitt, too. I'm with you guys, though. I think they'll hit a home run in the stadium.
There you go.
Hey,
throw
you
deep
go.
At least once. Yeah. You got to do that to hit the home run. They'll win the game. There we go. You know, I it's going to be – getting tackled at home plate's a little tough.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one of the end zone corners in that setup, if you remember, that's super, super tight.
Yeah, there's like 5 feet between the end and the end zone.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right, next we got the Russell Athletic Bowl out in Camping World Stadium in Orlando, West Virginia, and Miami. So who you guys got?
I know you're going to laugh at me, but this is a sneaky good bowl game.
It's a pretty good game, yeah.
I'm excited about it. You know I'm going to go with Holgorsen and the Mountaineers versus Good Guy Rick. I'm even though this is in Florida, in Miami, or in Orlando, I'm going with the Mountaineers.
It is a scientifically proven fact that comb-overs win more games than nice guys. I'm relatively certain of that. So
you've seen the research.
I have, and I like a good Russell polo. It fits nicely.
WKU Russell School.
Yeah,
I've got more
Georgia Tech's another Russell
they
School.
They are.
So we've got some of those lying around. So, I'm going West Virginia.
Yep, I'm going West Virginia. The comb-over bowl, I think, I agree with you. I'm going that. All right, next we've got the Foster Farms Bowl.
Rare
bowl game on Fox. And we got Indiana versus Utah, Levi's Stadium in California. Who you guys got?
I got Utah in an empty stadium and a bad call by somebody from Fox. Maybe Brady Quinn again and his bad haircut. I don't know.
Hey, you be nice to Brady.
I'm sorry.
Brady's had a tough life, okay?
Yeah, he's had it real tough.
I'm going to go with Utah as well.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. Utah's gonna win this game, I think, pretty easy. You know, Indiana's a pretty decent team, but
I think some coaching changes too. Had some issues there with their coach.
Yeah.
All right, guys. You know, our final bowl game for this break. We got the Advocare V100 Texas Bowl in, oddly enough, in Texas, in Houston.
This is a good one.
Texas A&M and Kansas State. This is a good game. Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Texas A&M. I've just seen them play more this season than I have Kansas State. We talk about Kansas State's always a fundamentally sound team. I'm going with Texas.
Yeah, A&M's the much better team. They're in Texas, and so I get it. But I'm going to go Kansas State because, once again, Andrew, those are my friends, and they're from Kansas State.
Absolutely. The Little
and
Apple.
The Little Apple, yeah. It's a beautiful place, and so I'm going to go Kansas State because why not?
All right, I'm going Texas A&M. I think someone's trying to kind of get off the hot seat a little bit. This might help some. I think A&M wins this game. So, hey, look, that's going to do it for this segment. We're going to be back with George Brown here, our former colleague. He's still our colleague at Fearless Picks on Twitter. So, we're going to come back and we'll finish up the bowl season here. So we'll take a short break and come right back with us. You're listening to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back to Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone, the bowl specialty show today. And we've got another special guest, the man who started it all, Fearless Picks. George Brown, the good doctor, is joining us from Minnesota as our Big Ten correspondent, and he's going to help us out on Fearless Picks at the last kind of batch of our bowl games. George, welcome back to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks to be here. Great day for football up here in the Arctic tundra of Minneapolis. 16 degrees, wind chill of 7, and hard as a rock ground and snowing like nobody's business here on Saturday.
Well, we're crying because it's like 47. So, as you remember, that's kind of brutal to us. So let's kick it off here a little bit locally. Auburn managed to escape the Birmingham Bowl this year, but we got the Birmingham Bowl here. South Florida versus South Carolina. Down at Legion, up at Legion Field. Who do you got in this one?
I am trying to get to my games right now as you speak. The 29th, the Birmingham Bowl. Yep. Absolutely. You know what? These picks are tough because you get these coaches that move. Willie Taggart moving, I think, is one of those situations where there won't be an easy and nice transition. I think South Florida is going to struggle, but I don't think South Carolina has enough offense. I think South Florida has plenty of offense and can score. Muschamp's proven that his defense is still a couple of years away. I'm going to stay with the Bulls. A little bit of a circle on this one just because of Taggart's departure.
I think the exact same thing. I got a circle on USF because of the same exact reason.
I'm actually going to go with South Carolina because of Willie's departure. TJ Weiss is the interim coach there with South Florida. Don't think that the players are going to get up and plug it in. I think South Carolina sees this as an opportunity to win and catapult themselves into next season.
He's doing it because he likes awful SEC East.
I love that. Somebody's got to watch the SEC East.
Who do you got, Mark?
I'm gonna go with Andrew here. I'm going to go South Carolina.
Mark.
I think there's not any pressure on Muschamp in this one. You know, he's already had a horrible year. So, he's in the Birmingham Bowl, and I love Birmingham, and I used to love Legion Field way long time ago when it was a great stadium, but this is not a significant bowl, but hey, that's why I'm going for South Carolina.
Well, we'll go.
Okay, so the big question for you, Alabama-based crew, are any of you guys going to brave it and get over there to Legion Field and watch that game?
No shot.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay.
It is 50 miles.
I refuse to go to Legion Field.
I can't go 50 miles to watch Muschamp, even though I think it's going to win. So there we go.
Now, I may go to Belk and get myself some nice clothes here in the post-Christmas sale. Arkansas versus Virginia Tech is a pretty decent game. I'm just going out here and I'm saying I'm picking Virginia Tech. I've got a feeling, George, you're going a little different here.
Yeah, you know what? I just can't figure out the Hokies.
It's tough.
They're so up and down, and you know, we all had them maybe being in the game against Clemson in the Atlantic Coast Conference Championship game, and they really, really weren't. They were hanging on to stay close. I like Bielema in these games. And for whatever reason, I think he likes to peak in these games and send false hope that next year will be the Hogs' year. I think he'll do it again. I think over there in Charlotte, he's going to win this one. I think it'll be inside of a touchdown, but I'm going to take the Hogs.
Right.
I'm with you, George. I'm going to go with the Hogs. I'm going with Arkansas. They do find a way to win games like this when they've lost games through the season that they should have won. So I'm with Bielema and the Hogs.
Yeah, I'm going with Arkansas as well. You said you can't figure out Virginia Tech. You can't really figure out Arkansas
nope,
either.
Nope.
If they come to play, I think they're a little bit better team.
All right, we got the late night game here, the evening game. We've got the Mullet versus the recovering Buffalo. What do you got?
I still like Colorado. I'm not sure. The game against Washington was confusing to me. They didn't have a scheme that I thought could possibly beat Washington. It almost looked like McIntyre was not prepared, and the team was not really prepared for that game. I know Oklahoma State's going to score a lot of points. I think Colorado can stem some of that. Always, always good games in the Alamo Dome. You guys remember that great comeback game. What was it? Kansas State. Who was it that came back in that? Was it TCU and somebody?
Oh, yeah. I remember what you're talking about. You're right. It was TCU.
TCU and Oregon. The great comeback. And anyway, I think we're going to see another great game. I'm going to take the Buffaloes.
All right.
I'm taking the Buffalo as well. Tough loss in the last game that they played, but I definitely take the Buffalo over the Mullet.
I'm taking the Mullet. I'm going the Oak State just because you guys are going Colorado. But, no, I think honestly, I don't care who wins it. But for our fearless picks, I think somehow Oak State will come in there and win. And I think Colorado's disappointed having lost that Pac-12 game, and I think that's going to affect them in this bowl. This is not where they wanted to be.
Let's zip through Friday, December 30th, because we're starting to get to some really good ones here. We got AutoZone, Liberty Bowl, Georgia TCU over in Memphis, your former stomping grounds. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, the Memphis people think they've got a good bowl here. I like Kirby Smart to end on a high note. I'm going to take Georgia by 7 to 10 points over TCU.
Mark, what do you got?
I'm going Georgia, too. I think Georgia wins this one. I think Georgia's going to have a better year next year, and this is kind of their springboard into it.
I'm taking the Horned Frogs. I don't trust Kirby Smart. I don't trust the Georgia team.
Yeah, I'm taking Horned Frogs, too. I got a friend who's the VP of Student Affairs out there, and she emailed me last night, so I'm flipping on my pick based solely on the fact that she emailed me.
I'm the king of SCEs, bad SCEs games. Yeah. You're the king of I've got a friend somewhere.
You're right.
So, you know, there is that.
I got a lot of friends in low places. Yeah. We got Stanford versus North Carolina driving the Hyundai out in El Paso.
Stanford wins this game, and they celebrate McCaffrey going pro. I think he has 250, 300-plus total yards. It'll be cold and frigid and sunny in El Paso, but I like the tree.
All right, Andrew, what do you got?
I like Stanford as well.
Yeah, I'm Stanford all the way.
All tree here, I agree. Music City Bowl, beautiful city. We got Tennessee playing a home game, essentially, against Nebraska, who's been a decent team this year. Andrew's probably got some absurd kind of thing to say about Orange or something else, so we're just going to skip him on this one. George, what do you have?
You know, this was the game that the Gopher fans thought they might get to go to, and I was kind of hoping we would be a little closer than out there at the Holiday Bowl in our game earlier in the year. But Nebraska and Tennessee's intriguing, very intriguing. I don't know why, but I think Butch redeems himself. I think he has his team ready. After all, they are the champions of life. I think Tennessee wins it. I'm going to be rooting for the Redcoats, but I think Tennessee will win this game.
You can't see it on radio, but Andrew is literally floating above the ground at this point.
No, George, the reason I'm smiling, George, I think you're exactly right. Butch rallies the troops. They kill Nebraska, and then they go 8-4 again.
Yeah, and it doesn't
season.
Matter.
So, like,
right. It's a little like Arkansas.
Also, this game, I'm sure you guys have seen this joke on Twitter and stuff, but this game is a good game for 1997. So.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee's going to win. It's a home game. There's going to be 70% Vols.
What about you, Mark?
Well, we all know this is the game the Vols really wanted to be in, right? The big Music City Bowl when they thought they were going to win the SEC championship this year. Yeah. They don't even deserve this bowl, Andrew. Sorry, man. But they're going to win this bowl game. I agree with you guys. I think Tennessee wins.
Nah, I'm going Huskers. I can't put up with this Orange nonsense. I'm going Huskers. I think Huskers beats them. I do. Yes, although I agree with your whole Butch Jones could be the new Mark Richt winning games that don't matter time and time again.
Yeah.
South Alabama versus Air Force in the Arizona Bowl. I got to imagine a ton of South Alabama fans headed out there to Tucson. It'll be a big, big crowd out there. What do you have, George?
I'm stymied by the fact that there are thousands of South Alabama fans. Yeah, I'm going with the Falcons all the way.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm Falcons.
I'm going with the Jaguars.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay.
Let's do it.
Terry's nodding his head. Terry likes the pick.
Terry likes it.
He's a Jaguar.
All right. I'll finish up with one more real game here. Michigan versus Florida State, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. I think this is going to be a tough one for my beloved Noles. I really do, George.
Yeah, I like this game. This is a feature game. I'm really looking forward to this. I know this is one of the quote unquote New Year's Six games, and I think they hit a home run with this bowl.
Yep.
People in Miami are going to get crazy Harbaugh and his goblet of milk and steaks, and you know Jimbo, no telling what he's going to pull out and do. In the end, this was a really tough in terms of picking the difficulty factor. I think this is one of the hardest games to pick.
Yep.
This could go either way. I'm kind of big tenning myself here, but I'm going to go with the Khaki Lord. I think the Wolverines pull this one out.
Mark, your beloved Khaki Lord.
I think Florida State's going to slam the Khaki Lord. I think they're going to take his goblet of milk, turn it upside down, or throw it on him, or you know whatever. I think they're going to take his steaks and feed him to whatever dogs are running around that stadium, and then I think they're going to take his shirt and burn it, and he's
anyway. No strong opinion from Mark on this game.
FSU wins this
Mark?
One, and I think FSU wins this one big.
Mark's
FSU's
on
a roll now, and they're a much better team than they were at the beginning of the year. So, anyway, although we all know it's more hopeful thinking than anything, but there you go.
All right, Andrew.
I'm going with I've struggled. I'm going Michigan. Harbaugh's going to have his team ready. They're mad that they're not in the playoff. They have something to prove against a team in Florida. So I'm going with Michigan.
So I think it's a coin flip like you do, George. I really do. I think, like Andrew said, Michigan's got a lot to play for, and they're pissed off about it. I watched a Florida State team not show up last year against Houston, and you know how that can happen during bowl season. But I saw today that we are bringing Renegade and Chief Osceola to the Orange Bowl.
Let's go.
And if we're going to throw the spear down at midfield, then we are going to beat them. And so I'm not going to go as far as Mark is going to go, but I say Florida State wins a very, very close game.
There you go. All right, going into December 31st, we've got a really good bowl game here, 10 a.m., Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl. We got newly appointed Ed Orgeron versus our favorite Bobby Petrino. Possible Heisman winner Lamar Jackson. George, what are your thoughts on that one?
This is a great game. This is one of my favorite matchups. I feel like just going out and getting some B-dubs right now just to promote the heck out of this game.
I'm loving
this game. The LSU defense and the Louisville creative offense, Petrino, Lamar, Jackson, and all that. I'm going to pick LSU very close. I think the most fun thing about this is the post-game and trying to figure out what Ogeron's saying.
I'm going to agree with you, George. I'm going to go LSU purely on. I just want to see a crazy Ed Orgeron running around on the field trying to get an interview.
I'm glad he got the job. We talked about it last week, I think, and I agree with you all. I think LSU does. I think when Lamar wins the Heisman this weekend, which he doesn't deserve, I think he's going to be thinking so hot about himself, and he and his coach are going to be just so pumped to go in there and get their tails whooped.
Yeah, I agree. I think LSU is going to flat out stop Louisville. Not totally, but I think Louisville, you know, they've gotten a lot worse here toward the end of the year, and I think LSU's defense is going to step up. I also think Fournette's going to run all over this team, and it looks like he will
That'd
play
awesome.
In this game. Even if he didn't play, guys would run all over.
Mm-hmm.
So for sure. LSU's going to have a field day on the rushing game. That's the way I look at it. So I look for them to win it fairly big.
Yeah, no doubt an exciting game. Next, Tax Slayer Bowl. We got Georgia Tech versus Kentucky. Kentucky, a team that we didn't really expect to be in a bowl game.
Yeah,
after the first
this
couple
is kind
weeks.
Of an Adam and Andrew bowl here. I like
not
some
lie.
Tech games. You like some Kentucky?
Yeah. George, give us your thoughts first.
I hate this bowl. I hate this bowl because it reminds me of tax season.
Right,
I just hate the name, the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Your questionable thoughts about the federal government.
You know, it is an interesting matchup of contrasting styles. I am really proud for Kentucky being here, but I just think the Jackets have too much. I'm going to go with Paul Johnson and his crew, that option offense, and Georgia Tech's going to give Kentucky fits. I think Georgia Tech wins in the end.
There you go. Go ahead, Mark.
I'm going with the Wildcats. I think they're gonna. I think they're gonna win this game. I think you know they proved something against Louisville, so I'm going with it.
Me too. I think Stoopsie can figure out. He's got enough time. Georgia Tech has problems in bowl games because you got 3 weeks to prepare for the triple option. When right. you got to do it in 4 days,
right.
it's much harder. And so Paul Johnson's got to lays a lot of eggs in bowl games. And so I'm going with yeah. Markey, yeah. my favorite Stoops.
For sure. I'm going with Kentucky as well. No doubt. Next, we got the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We've got – oh, excuse me. Sorry. Skipping that one. we will go down. Let's go down to Monday, January 2nd. Yeah, we'll start with the Outback Bowl. Sorry, I just wanted to jump in there.
Yeah.
We've got Florida versus Iowa. Big time matchup here. What do you think, George?
Tell David Grady that I picked Iowa.
Hey, I'll tell
absolutely
him.
Yes. did not care one
so
bit. About
total
that.
Total points scored in this game plus or minus 4.
I'm just beside myself that, Tampa gets to have this game before the national championship game, and that Iowa and Florida get to be on that field.
Yep.
I out of protest, I'm taking Iowa.
Yep, I'm going to take Iowa too, and I'm going to have myself a prime rib on the grill at Outback, and I think it's going to turn out just fine.
There you go. I think people are going to watch this game, and it's going to ruin college football for them. They're never going to watch
exactly.
it again. I guess I'll take the Gators. I don't know. I don't care. I'm taking the Gators.
I'm with Andrew. I'm taking the Gators on this one. They'll find a way to score a touchdown, and they'll win at 7-3. Something. No, I'm taking the Gators. All right. And hey, next, let's talk about the Rose Bowl because pretty big game. You know, USC and Penn State. And what you got, George?
Great matchup. I'm going to go with Trojans staying hot for Clay Helton. Adoree Jackson probably should have been in New York for the Heisman ceremony. Phenomenally exciting player. Penn State in a hangover. Trojans win by 5.
Yep, all the way around, I think, here. USC, right?
Yep. No doubt.
Yep. All the way.
Yep, USC. Let's go back a little early in the day. Western Michigan, Wisconsin, and the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas. What do you got, George?
Well, Western Michigan loves being there. Wisconsin doesn't. I'm not sure there's going to be 14 people in the stands in Dallas for that game. It'll probably be frigidly icy cold in Arlington. I'm going to take the Badgers because they're the better team. But, man, we may want to row the boat on this one. This could be fun, but I think Wisconsin wins.
Yeah, Flex, an absolutely electric guy. His team's playing well. Wisconsin's a lot better team. They're better.
I agree with George's words almost verbatim. Yep.
Yep, me too. It's all of us, Wisconsin. All right, hey, you know, the Sugar Bowl that night on Monday, January 2nd, Auburn and Oklahoma. And, you know, Auburn defaulted into that game. But, hey, they're in the game. The Gus Bus is going to New Orleans. What do you got, George?
Yeah, broken wheels and all. You know, Mark, would you guys please reach out to one of our favorite guests, a former picker, Sarah Patterson, Coach Sarah Patterson there. She hates both of these teams, and I want to see – put her on the spot and make her make a pick on this.
She
can't stand either one, and I can't either. I hope it ends in a 0-0 tie. Somebody has to win it. My hatred for Auburn is greater. I'll go with Oklahoma.
All right.
I'm the same as George.
Yeah, same.
Less of a hatred Mark's love for Baker, I guess.
Yeah, I know. No, actually, I'm going against my namesake.
Oh my goodness.
The Gus Bus and the defense is going to find a way. I hope I'm wrong. I absolutely hope I'm wrong. But I think the Gus Bus, they're going to find a way to win this game. Close. But I think the defense keeps them in it. And Stoops, big game Bob, can find a way to lose this one. So I'm with the Tigers, believe it or not. There we go.
Wow, fearless.
Let's get to the big four here, right? So we got Washington versus Alabama that we'll sit on for a second. Let's pretend that time moves backwards. We got Ohio State versus Clemson. I think this is the most compelling game maybe out of all of these so far. Clearly it's going to be an issue in my household. George, what do you have here?
Man, I know, Adam, you really are on beside yourself on this one. I know you and Kim's love for the Buckeyes, and I think they're a very talented team. Barrett's playing better. There's a lot to be said for this Big Ten representation through Ohio State in the college football championship. I just think that Deshaun Watson and the things that he has at his disposal, and maybe the wild card here, is the fact that Clemson got there, knocked on the door, didn't make it happen last time. I think Clemson very close. I probably am wrong on this one, but I am going to go with Clemson.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to go with Clemson as well. I honestly want Alabama to play Ohio State in the championship, but Clemson's I think they're going to win.
I'm with Clemson too. I think just judging what we've seen so far, Obviously, Urban Meyer can get Ohio State up for this game. He certainly can do that, and we may see that. But I think just looking at what we've seen so far, I think I'm going with Clemson in the offense over over Ohio State, maybe by about 7 to 10 points.
So I agree with you, George. I think this could go either way. I think Clemson has played the better game this year. But between now and this game, I will spend a significant amount of time in suburban Ohio with my in-laws, and I will have to spend the rest of my life with my wife. And so I'm going to pick Ohio State. Go Bucks. I'm going to eat some peanut butter chocolate balls and damn the numbers.
All right.
Go Bucks. There you go.
There we go. All right.
So that brings us, right?
Yeah.
To the big game, Washington versus Alabama over in the Peach Bowl. I love me a Peach Bowl. Eat a lot of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. The little kind of cows fly from the rafters. Right. I always love that.
Parachutes.
And you get those little, free ice cream kind of coupons.
Oh, yeah.
So I love me a Peach Bowl. I've been to quite a few of them. Does Washington have enough to put up a game? Nobody else in the country thinks so. I'm starting to get a little bit nervous just because of that fact. What do you think, George?
Yeah, I am too. With all seriousness, Washington is a very worthwhile and deserving team in the Final Four. They're going to give Alabama fits. This is really scary. Chris Peterson preparing for a month is scary. Although the other side of the coin is Nick Saban gets to prepare for a month, which is pretty scary. I think that the things that concern me a little bit is, and you guys, I mean, you're right there in the midst of it, in Tuscaloosa. We don't have a backup quarterback anymore. It doesn't look like Bateman nor Cornwell will play. That really scares me a lot. The other thing that scares me is Kiffin's situation. I know as we kind of are waiting to hear about his status as a head coach in Houston or wherever, will he coach? And I guess I kind of throw that back at you guys. Nonetheless, Alabama, too much talent, too much pedigree. They do win it. I think it's a struggle, and they have to go into the fourth quarter in doubt, but they win the football game.
All right, Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, I think I agree with Chris Peterson. You know, the last time I think he played in the Georgia Dome, he had Boise State beating Georgia when they were an underdog.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows the stadium. He knows how to coach a game like this. I think Alabama is just too good for this team. And, I'm going to go with Bama something like 38-17. In this game, I think Alabama's defense, I think Jake Browning's going to have a pretty good day, but I think Alabama's got too much for Washington.
Yeah, I think obviously I'm going to pick Alabama here. I don't think it's as close as you think, George, but definitely first half struggle, but Alabama takes it away in the second half.
Yeah, I think it's a halftime adjustment that Saban can pull off that Peterson can't. I think they pull away, and I think Mark's score is pretty darn close, 38-17, something like that, but it maybe goes in a half at 20-17, 23-17.
Right.
And so that puts you all in a Clemson-Alabama matchup for national championship.
All right.
George, you picking Bama here?
Roll Tide.
All right.
I think they do it again, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a rematch in Raymond James Stadium, but I do like the Tide to win by 7.
So I pick Alabama against Ohio State, and I think they struggle against Clemson more, but I pick them either way.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, George, thank you so much, man. This is the final show, really, of the year, and so happy bowl season to you. Happy holidays. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, guys.
Enjoy that weather up there.
Thanks for keeping me on board, and thanks for reassuring me that people have Southern accents. That's kind of a fun novelty to hear you guys talk. So we'll watch all the games starting on December 17th, we'll be glued to it. You guys do well.
You too. Keep your snow shovel out, George.
We'll see you on the Twitterverse. Thank you all for listening. Skybox on 90.7 The Capstone, this bowl special edition. Ladies and gentlemen, be safe out there. Have a happy holidays, and roll tide.
Roll tide.
Roll tide.